Episode 5. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? In case you missed episodes 1, 2, 3 and 4, read them here, 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 and here. Hit by a severe migraine that got her unconscious days ago, Agatha was immediately rushed to the hospital and had to be admitted overnight. Coming around later with clusters of what had happened back at home running back into her brain, she asked after her husband. The doctor told her he left for home the night she was brought in and has not since returned. She attempted to pull off the drip on her. The doctor, alarmed, prevented her and had to call in a nurse to assist in calming her down. She announced she needed to get home and prepare for work the next day. But in truth, realizing that her housemaid and her husband had the house to themselves all night while she was on admission at the hospital was just not funny, and she needed to get back home. She suddenly felt a pain in her buttock, and soon, she helplessly dozed off. Agatha was discharged later that day. Her husband came to take her home. It was an opportunity to attack, so she did without thinking. She confronted Eddie with the accusation of sleeping with her housemaid behind her. In response, the man, very much shocked in appearance, flared up. He blasted away on the top of his voice. How do you make a case out of that? For me, Edward Craig, to stoop so low to sleep with your housemaid. And for you to have the audacity to put that on my face, what the hell do you take me for? He went on and on until Agatha felt remorse and almost doubted her instinct. She would find herself regretting her actions and apologizing thereafter. Clara warned her about letting him make her lose balance with his words, and it seemed that was what happened. Men are smart to glide away to safety with sugar-lining words if given the room for a hearing. Clara once told her. Now, she perceived the truth in her friend's advice. Her senses were restored, and she realized she had given him room escape. Those were flowered words cunningly delivered, and she had just been tricked. So, back on track, she held on to her conviction that her husband was sleeping with her housemaid. Period. Is Agatha's husband sleeping with the housemaid? Continue reading next week. Meanwhile, please share your thoughts by leaving a comment.